We continue today with lesson number 18 in our study of Maseches Shviyos. We are deep into the fourth perek, the seventh and eighth Mishnah. Perek Dalad, Mishnah Zayin, and Mishnah Ches. A brief introduction to the next several Mishnayos. I mentioned earlier that the Peros fruit tree, fruit from trees, which grows during Shviyos, is permissible to be eaten. There's no gzera against it, as there was a gzera against Sfichim, things which grow because they were planted that year, as opposed to trees which bear fruit, every year, even though they were planted years and years ago. So when it comes to fruit of trees, they're permissible to be eaten even nowadays during Shviyos. Under certain conditions. Those conditions are known generically as Kedushas Shviyos. They have to be eaten with a certain Kedusha. One element of Kedushas Shviyos is that the Peros of Shviyos were given to us, all of us, not only the owners of the field, but everyone, La'ochla, to eat them, V'lo lehefsit, but not to spoil them, to ruin them, to trash them in some way, to use them for unusual purposes. They can be eaten in a normal fashion. For that reason, it is not generally permissible to eat fruit which grew during Shviyos, which is not yet ripe, because that is not considered achila. That's considered lehefsit. That's considered being used for waste, not for proper normal eating. So the question then becomes, at which point can one eat during Shviyos Peros HaIlon? So the Mishnayos now tells us, the Mishnah now teaches us in this Mishnah and the next one, which we will learn today, that at least for certain fruits, there are two stages. Stage at which it's permissible to eat during Shviyos. These crops in the field, but they're just being harvested. And then there's a later stage at which it's permissible to take them into the house and to eat them normally at your kitchen table. So the Mishnah says, Me'emos ayochlin peros ho'ilon ba'shviyas. From which point on is it permissible to eat the fruits of a tree during Shviyas? So the Mishnah says, with reference to figs, hapagim, unripened figs, which are edible, but as we will see, not quite perfect. So when they're still totally pagim, they haven't even turned the reddish color which they normally turn, and you can't eat them yet because that would be considered not la'ochla, not eating them, but lehefsid, wasting them. However, mishiyazrichu, once they turn a golden red, even though they're not fully ripe yet, but they're ripe enough to eat them on the field. Ochel bohem pito basoda. You can take them, use them as a dip kind of for your bread or something to be malafes as a pas to accompany the bread that you eat, but in the field, not yet ready to be taken home and eaten at home. However, bichalu, once they become fully ripe, then kones letoch beso. It's possible, permissible, to take them home and to eat them normally, subject to the other conditions of Kedusha Shviyos, which we will discuss at a later point. The Mishnah continues, V'chein ki yotzei bohem b'shor shnei shavua. Now here there's an interesting girsa that makes a lot of sense to me, which it's brought down the Meleches Shlomo in the name of Harav Yehosef, who often has these interesting, little bit out of the box kinds of ways of looking at the Mishnah. So he punctuates this last sentence of the Mishnah as follows: V'chein kayotze bohem. Period. Meaning, if there are other fruits besides figs that go through similar stages, they first turn a certain color, indicating they're getting to be ripe, but not quite there. And then they become fully ripe, So when they reach that first stage, you can eat them in the field. When they reach the fully ripe stage, then you can eat them in your kitchen, betoch beso. So then the v'chaim kayotzei bohem would refer to other fruits besides figs, which have the similar stage-like development. Then the Mishnah continues and says, b'shor shnei shavua chayev b'masros, that when fruits reach, or figs in this case, reach the stage of bichalu, of being fully ripe, that's the stage in which the other years of the seven-year cycle, years 1 through 6, they are chayev and maser. In Shvius, during the seventh year, there is no chayev maser. Then the Mishnah continues, next Mishnah ches, haboser. Till now, he's been speaking about figs. Now, when it comes to boser, boser are grapes, which are unripe. However, the Gemara in Meseches Psochem adds, but they have reached the size of pul halovon, a certain white bean. So you still can't eat them unless mishehevi mayim. Once there's enough liquid in the grape, so that if you squeeze the grape, some liquid will come out. From that point on, it's ripe enough to be ochel bo pito basoda, ripe enough to eat one's bread with it in the field. And it's considered li'ochla and not considered lehefset. Hivish. Hivish is generally interpreted to mean it became fully ripe, and the simon, the sign that it is fully ripe, is when you could look at the grape and see the chartzanim inside the klipa, see the seeds, the pits inside the skin. When it reaches that stage, that's an indication of hivish, of fully ripe. Then kol neisa toch beso, then it's perfectly permissible to take them home and to eat them in your kitchen, b'kedushas shvius. Now we'll read this last sentence, not the way the Melech HaShlomo reads it, but the way most Mefroshim read it. V'chein ki yotzei bo b'shor shnei shavua. Similarly, when the grapes reach during the other 6 years of the seven-year cycle, the stage of hivish, the stage of fully ripe, where the seeds are already developed and can be seen through the outer skin, chayav b'masros, you would be chayav to give maserisha, masersheni, etc. And so we have concluded Mishnah Zayin and Ches of Perek Daled, and in the process completed lesson number 18.